Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me, and much deserved. Welcome back to it, 34 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a great show lined up for you the rest of this hour with our good friend Chad Moutray. Chad has been a friend of ours for a long time, coming up on, we're coming up on our 11th year with Chad, and as an economist, one of the great economists of our time, formerly with the SBA, and now with National Association of Manufacturers, NAM. And he's here to give us a report on how the global manufacturing sector is doing. Chad Moutray, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's great to see you again. Great to talk to you.
Good to have you back again, Chad. It was interesting to me to see a comment that you made in your update, your global manufacturing update, how the U.S. manufacturing sector was how happy they were to see that a budget deal, the negotiations between Ryan and Murray, they were relieved to see that. Why would the manufacturing sector, why would that be such a big deal for those two people to come together?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, obviously, I think even Ryan and Murray would say that wasn't the perfect deal. Certainly, I would have preferred having a much more long-term deal. And when you ask manufacturers about some of the things that they would like to see over the course of the next year or so, finding a long-term solution to debt and deficit is one of the top priorities.
So that was a big.
I think that you have to look back at the last couple of years and look at all of the stops and starts and uncertainty, and we just came out of the government shutdown situation. Earlier this year we had the fiscal cliff. We have sequestration. There's actually been a study that was done recently that said that uncertainty, government uncertainty alone has stripped, basically 1 percentage point.
There's no question. I think maybe as much as 2 myself.
Yeah. So I think, to what extent, I think what the business community likes about the Ryan Murray deal is that it takes at least the government shutdown possibility off the table for the next 2 years. And hopefully it allows policymakers to focus on other things. Hopefully, things which will allow the economy to get moving again, and I think that's the larger part of it. I don't think it's that there's this love for what was actually, certainly we would have liked to have seen a stronger deal.
Right. So there was nothing particularly in the deal that they loved, and so to use the term I use a lot here about small businesses, we may not like the position, but we gotta like the trend. So what you're saying is your folks, your constituents in the manufacturing sector, they might not have been in love with any particular part of the deal. They were just glad there was a deal that maybe could ultimately, this was a foretelling of future comedy between the parties to come together to minimize the uncertainty.
That's right. I mean, certainly we aren't out of the woods. I mean, they still have to pass the deal, which looks like they will.
We're never going to be out of the woods, Chad.
Later this spring, we have the debt ceiling that has to be raised, and there still could be some disagreements there. So, I mean, we aren't out of it, but to the extent that it takes the government shutdown off the table for a while, I think that was certainly a plus, and you certainly have seen markets and businesses react pretty favorably to that.
Right. Well, and I will tell you that without realizing it, small business owners don't necessarily look at what happened between Murray and Ryan and immediately get relieved about it like a lot of your manufacturers are, but we do like anything that minimizes the uncertainty, because I'll tell you, uncertainty, you said you and many people believe that uncertainty over the last 5 years has cost us at least a point of GDP every year. I believe that it's done that much just in the small business sector.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the small business sector, you know, the small business community used to be, you know, back when I was at the SBA, used to be something that led us out of the recession, you know,
right.
Entrepreneurship.
Yep.
This time that has not happened. You know, certainly the small businesses in general continue to struggle. And even, you know, you're taking it even further into yet another political realm, you know, the Affordable Care Act. I think the people who are most concerned about that implementation are also the small and medium-sized
yep.
businesses that really are, you know, bear the brunt of that. So,
right.
It's a different ballgame than it was. Certainly, I mean, even when you look at job creation, you know, still you're seeing small and medium-sized businesses which are creating the bulk of those net new jobs. But it's just not what it should be.
And there's still the point about the uncertainty, folks, that Chad's talking about. It's not that we're no longer uncertain. It's just that we're maybe a little tiny bit less uncertain. And we like, as I said, we like the trend. Chad Moutray and I will be right back. We're going to get boiled down into some of the details of his most recent update after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.